I've got Dr. Gregory Smith here with me. Not a doctor of medicine, but a doctor of words, am I right?
Yes, indeed. Though in some ways our work is similar in that I look for disorders in languages, try to analyze them to identify the alien particles, and if possible, make diagnosis as to their origin.
A very appropriate metaphor then. So, what can languages tell us, Doctor?
An awful lot if we have the necessary tools, or should I say instruments for evaluation.
Could you give us an example? I feel our listeners may be a bit lost.
Well, languages are often conceived of as static. However, they are anything but. Languages are constantly evolving, both within themselves and by importing words from other languages, just as a child grows, taking in what it needs to develop.
That's fascinating, Doctor. But could you help our listeners grasp the significance of what you do?
Well, if we take my example of the child and look at its nails, for instance, we might find white spots on them. Now, we know from the spots that the child has recently suffered some kind of nail injury. If we were to measure the rate of growth of the child's nails, we could calculate with some accuracy when the injury occurred.
So, in terms of language,
words are the white spots through which we can discover the nature of a society and the ways it has changed over time. Let me give a concrete example. If we look at the first agricultural societies, we find the names given to the main god in the system is male: Jupiter, Zeus, and so on. Earlier societies, still at a hunter-gatherer stage, however, tended to have a goddess as their main deity. So we can link the rise of the patriarchal family structure with the rise of agricultural settlements.
I see.
Also, if a language does not have its own word for a tool, let's say, we can deduce that this culture did not invent that particular tool, but acquired it along with the word.
That's very interesting. Now, what would you say?